Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, it was announced today that there were two 17-year-old boys in Dublin that were accused of aggravated burglary and being armed with machine pistols. These boys got released. I don't know why they call them boys. They're men. Over the weekend. However, this wasn't because they were granted bail. It was because there was nowhere to detain them. The teens were refused bail by the court order. But because Oberstown new detention is full, the Garda had no place to actually hold them. The judge said that this situation of not having space in Oberstown and prisons has been a constant problem over the last several months. What happens if we physically run out of space now to detain people, especially youths who've been accused of serious crimes? And it kind of got me thinking about crimes in general and the whole prison system. Should we be looking at an alternative for penalties for people who commit non-violent crimes? This could be things like house arrest, community service. Should we relook at the prison system? Or would that send the wrong message out when it comes to accountability for crimes? I want to know your thoughts. Like, if somebody commits fraud, they're generally not a danger to anybody physically. Yes, they should be punished. And yes, they should have to pay back their debt to society. But should they go to jail? Nah. Should they? Nah. You know, give them community service. Take their passport away so they can't leave the country for, I don't know, 2 years, whatever, how long the community service is. Make them work for the state. Let's say it's an accountant, you know, who worked for a bank who diddled the state out of millions. Well then, you know, give him like 2 years community service working for the state as an accountant, where he gets a standard pay of like what the dole would be, 250 quid or whatever. That's all he gets a week, but he has to work for the state. Put him to good use. You know what I mean? And should people, you know, well, we don't even need to talk about television license. You shouldn't be going to jail for not paying a television license. Yes, there should be a penalty, of course, because that's the law at the moment. Not that I agree, but that's the law. But there should be a penalty. But going to jail? Nah. Absolutely not. Should you go to jail for not paying a fine for monetary reasons? No. There should be a punishment. But we're losing sight of what jail is for. It's for two or three reasons. It's to protect the general public from dangerous people is the main reason, isn't it? And the other reason is to take away the liberty of a person who's basically has a victim. Now, all crimes have a victim to some degree, but we're talking about physical victims. So should we change the whole prison system? Because the way we look at the prison system at the moment is quite Victorian. You know, we look at a person commits crime, they go to jail. And that's it. We don't look at the different types of crimes apart from the length of the sentence that we give. You know, whereas there are certain crimes that people are just not a danger to society generally. So they should be punished. I'm not saying they shouldn't. But the idea of sending somebody to jail, say, for 2 years for fraud, to me, that doesn't make any sense. Community service, pay a large fine, pay it back to to society what you owe. Yes. But jail? No. That doesn't make sense. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Am I wrong or am I right? Morris, you won the lottery, didn't you? Was it you?
Did you give out the numbers yet? Because I have a ticket sitting there and I don't get a lot of plus as well.
Anya, get me the numbers. Quick, get me the numbers, Anya, for tonight's lottery.
We could be on a winner here.
Well, now, Morris, always remember I've been nice to you over the years. We've been friends. Yeah, and you know,
I'll buy 4FM and make you director.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It used to be 4FM. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Anyway.
Happy days.
Yeah, 250 million. Hopefully. 250 million,
it's
Morris.
Nice bit of money.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is. It's nice. You know, considering the amount of millionaires that come out of this country and billionaires, and people sitting on big fat pensions and everything else, it'd be nice to see somebody from our walk of life, working class, doing okay, have a pension, getting ready for retirement like I am. And if it's the golden egg of the goose, congratulations, well done. And I hope you enjoy it for the rest of your life and do good with it.
Okay, I'm going to give you the numbers. And everybody who's listening, sorry, hang on, Billy and Sarah, which is a second. Okay, Anya, go for it. What's the numbers? 13, 22, 23, my favourite number, 44, 49. The bonus numbers are 3 and 5.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus, only an Irish man a couple of those feckin' numbers.
I would have had two of them. If I was picking numbers, I would always pick 13 and 23. 23 is my
would
favorite
you believe
number.
I done the last 3 Euro million draws, right? And I put all my grandchildren and house numbers in and birthdays. And I've done a quick pick as well. I put the 3 numbers in, the 3 lines and a quick pick. And for the last 2 draws, I've won €8 and then €7. And Carol said, do it again tonight, third time lucky. So I don't know what the story is, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, well, the most I've ever won in the lottery is £4 or a free quick pick ticket or something like that. Anyway, Morris, getting back to putting people in jail. Do we need to rethink the way we look at jail and the way we operate jail? We have 5,000 places roughly in jails. Forget about Overstown for the moment. But 5,000 places in our jail system. 4,900 and something or other, right? And it's full. Yeah. It's kind of 5, 10% over capacity all the time. And it doesn't look like we're going to build any more jails. So, but either way, I don't think we need them. I think what we need to do is rethink what we do with people who are not a danger to society. Maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
No, not really. I understand you. But the worst message that could go out over the weekend that you mentioned and I know about is the 2 17-year-olds who were involved in a serious crime with armed weapons who beat a man in his home. And they were of an age where we can't hold them anywhere. We have to give them bail. What message does that
send? They didn't give them bail. The guards brought them to Overstown. There was just no room and they were sent home.
Yeah, exactly. Why couldn't he be held in a police cell?
Okay.
Put them in the police cell and say, you're not going anywhere. You were involved in a serious crime. There was armed weapons involved. You went into somebody's home, blah, 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 and say, you're staying in the police cell until we can get a secure unit for you. Feed him, wash him, clean him, give him his food, give him his walk in the yard, and fucking take his liberty or freedom off him because he done fucking wrong and everybody knows right from wrong. But I think you're right. We need to get a system going where somebody does a bit of dole fraud. It's not a few £100. There's a TV license.
But even if it was dole fraud of 80,000, right, which is quite common, even if it was dole fraud of 80,000 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a big money.
Yeah, but putting them in jail is not going to get the money back for society or for the taxpayers.
Make them work it off.
That's
make
what
them
I'm
work it off. Let them,
yeah. make
let
them work it.
Let them get their dole. Let them get their dole. Take 20 quid off 1 week and put them into the community service and say, right, you're going to pay back to the community.
Yeah, you're going to work for the next 2 years for nothing.
Yeah, you rob the taxpayers. Well, you're getting that. But you don't punish his family for what he done or what she done. Hmm. Let them get their dole, but say to them, you have to pay back yourself personally or else I'll put you in fucking jail and you can rot in the cell thinking about what you done. If not, you can do good and help the community that you robbed. So that's a good thing. What about the fellow walking down the road having a joint with a tenner of cannabis in his hand?
Of course he shouldn't go to jail. That's a waste of jail space.
No. Yeah, exactly. But you see, the coppers take it personally. Oh, I took drugs off the street to Dublin. I'm only out with Temple Moor. I'll clean up Dublin. You know, I think the old days were good. Look, Brannigan, he gave me a box around the head.
I think we need to stop looking at jail, you know, from the Victorian point of view, from that old idea of what jail is all about. Yeah. And to me, jail was always about not just rehabilitation. That was never the intention originally, by the way, of jail. Jail was originally, the idea was to protect the general public from people who we consider to be dangerous. So if some lad is guilty, some lad is guilty of fraud, let's say, white collar crime. Mm. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are victims. Of course, there's always victims. There's financial victims, right? But he's not a direct danger to society. He's not going to go out in the streets and stab somebody tomorrow.
No.
You know, so let's put him to good use. Let's put them to good use. Give them community service. Tag them if you want to.
Get some work out of them in the community rather than punishing them and let them sit rotten in a cell forever. You know, because, you know, there is crimes that have to be punished with taking away your freedom. You know, people going around one punch videos, fucking punching people in the head in Dublin and recording it to get likes. Gobshites running into people's homes, recording it, see how the people react to get likes. Coming up to people. This all this new shit that my son is making me aware of. That's not our country now. That's not where we fucking live. That's not being Irish. Coming up to people and insulting them, pouring 7-Up or Coke over them to get a reaction, to get likes on a fucking social media. The world's gone fucking mad. But I think basically we need to guess hardened criminals. Like, you remember, I grew up in the time in this country. We used to call it Black Friday. Every fucking Friday there was a bank raid. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, the general, everybody else.
Do you remember the tiger kidnappings? Do you remember all them?
Tiger kidnappings, yeah. And people called some of them OCDs, or ODCs, ordinary decent criminals, who stole for a living. And then the drugs came in and all fucking hell broke loose. I know one girl, right? Her son walked up a debt of $4,000. It was sold for two. Your man came on the scene that bought it and said, you owe me $12,000 now. That girl's house, every window of her house was put in. Her car windows were put in. And they said, if your son doesn't have the money by Friday week, we're going to throw acid in your daughter's face.
Jesus.
They got that $12,000.
I'd say they did, yeah. I'd say they did. Morris, thank you for that. Let me just go to Billy. Billy, hi, how are you?
Well, Niall, I didn't win it either.
Sorry. Neither did I, can I just point out.
And Niall, I played it on Friday for the first time in ages. And they're like, I must play it again just for the chance. But no, not me.
Well, if you're not you can't win, can you? No.
I'd be gone, Niall. You'd never hear from me again. Be a ghost.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Niall who? Who is he? Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
Nope. I'd be a ghost. Gone.
Where would you go? Where would you go? Where would you go, Billy? Just curious.
I can't tell you that, Niall, in case they ever do actually win. Jesus.
Right, I'm just looking for ideas. You know what I mean?
Was it the Beach Boys, Niall? Bermuda, Jamaica?
Yeah. Bermuda, Pokemon. Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Yeah. Yeah. It's not us anyway, Billy. Might be Sarah. I'll come to Sarah in a minute. Might be her. She might have won us.
Might have been. She might share some with us. Niall, with these two young gurriers who got away with a violent crime, that is absolutely horrendous. Absolutely disgusting. Like, attacking an individual with weapons and then being told, we have nowhere to keep you. Like,
go home.
There's something very, very wrong with the justice system where and let's be honest, Niall, you were talking there a couple of weeks ago about reducing the voting age to 16, and I think it was Ben Scanlon asked the Social Democrats outside the Dáil one of the days, would you be in favour of reducing the age of criminal responsibility to 16 as well as reducing the voting age to 16? And they were a little bit flummoxed with that.
Yeah, if you want to be treated as an adult, well, then that goes when it comes to crime as well, yeah.
100%. So, you know, a 17-year-old who commits a violent crime with a weapon, they should be treated as
I mean, when you look at the article in the paper, they keep referring to them as the two 17-year-old boys. They're not boys. You know, they're young men.
Yep.
They know exactly what they're doing. Anyway, the reason they didn't go to Oberstown is because there are people in Oberstown who probably shouldn't even be there. And the same goes for jails. There are people in jail in this country, the 5,000 and something prisoners are in jail. Many of them are only in there for fines or for low-level fraud or whatever it is.
I heard you mention the TV license earlier on. I don't know if they still put people into
jail.
They do. With TV license.
Well, they do.
I thought they got rid of that.
No, I think they still... I don't know if anybody's been done this year, but... what they do is they literally bring them into Mountjoy. They take off their clothes. Well, they don't take off their clothes. They tell them to take off. They put a jumpsuit on them, put them in a cell, and then take them back out again, put the clothes back on, and give them money for a taxi home.
I thought it was the €4,000 fine as someone who begrudgingly paid my TV license after a couple of threatening letters. I thought it was the fine.
Wasn't there a judge last year during the whole hoo-ha? There was a judge last year and he had like 10 cases before him. They were all brought on the same day before him. And he I think he struck out every case because he said, yeah, how can we even argue about this at the moment? You know what I mean? Because RTE are basically in a mess.
Yep. And fair due soon. And I wonder what he'd say with the 730 million they gave RTE.
Yeah, I think he struck out the cases. He made some comment anyway that a lot of people were very pleased with. He wouldn't put people in jail. Yeah. But what you do, by the way, when it comes to TV license, you don't actually go to jail for not paying a television license. You can't. It's a civil matter. But you do go to jail for not obeying the order of a court. So when a judge tells you to pay it and you don't pay it, well, then you go to jail. That's the reason people go to jail.
So you just wait as long as you can until you get your final notice. Then you're all right.
Well, I unfortunately can't encourage crimes. Or condone that behavior.
I know you can't. No, I know
you can. You can. Okay, but Billy, getting back to prison just very quickly. So, Johnny Blogg, you know, works for a bank and he's involved in fraud. And I don't know, he diddles 200,000 quid, right? He gets caught, goes to court. What happens to Johnny Blogg?
Well, Niall, what's the name of that that register for people who tax defaulters?
You know, oh, yeah, the register. Well, the register defaulters, Stubbs, yeah. The default
Stubbs,
list.
Stubbs Gazette, is it?
Oh, that's gone long ago. Is it still there, Stubbs Gazette? It was only a badge of honour at one stage during the Celtic Tiger. Stubbs Gazette, is it still there?
I think it's still there. I think it's referenced every year. So I think for every one of those people who commits fraud and all that type of stuff, first and foremost, name in the Gazette. Or name in a Gazette. Named, shamed, the crime that they've done.
I don't know whether I agree with shaming. I mean, we're already punishing people. You know, I kind of never agreed with that idea of shaming people. I mean,
I'm sorry, Niall. If you think your name is going to be dragged through the mud, you're less likely to do something.
Yeah, well, maybe. Okay. Okay, so if I was the judge, disagree with me if you want. If I was the judge, I'd say, okay, 200,000 euro, you robbed it from a bank. Okay, firstly, you're going to have to pay that back in some way. So I would say you're getting 2 years community service. You're going to work. You're a clever guy. You're an accountant. You're going to work for the state for the next 2 years of the Department of Finance. And we're going to pay you basic salary of the dole, which is 250 quid a week. And you're on a curfew at 9 o'clock at night. There you go. Done.
That's fair.
But that saves a prison space.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a danger to the public, is he really? You know what I mean?
No, but it's a case that if you're not a danger to other people, haven't committed grievous bodily harm on another individual, and if you're not at risk of reoffending, then yeah, that's fair enough.
Okay, but hold on. Let me just bring Sarah in before the break as well. Sarah, hi, how are you?
How's it going, Niall?
Did you win?
I did, yeah.
Sure you did.
Yeah, that's why I'm still sitting here.
Okay, you wouldn't be on the radio talking to me if you won, would you?
I know, I would actually, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
I'd give all my money to the cats and the dogs.
All of us? That's 250 million?
Yeah.
And you would not,
Paul
would you?
Paul was only telling me there that I'd be divorced if I'd done that.
Yeah, you would anyway, be divorced. Yeah. You would, and Paul would be right to divorce you if you did that.
You now here, you don't start agreeing with him now.
I'm don't just telling you. That. Fair play, Paul. You're on the money there. Yeah, pardon the pun. So, Sarah, getting back to prison spaces. I mean, are we looking at this all wrong? Should everybody go to jail who commits a crime, or should we be looking at community service a bit more to free up some more spaces so the real gurriers can go to jail?
I had to laugh at your last remark there. You know, give someone a job in the Department of Finance that's had to scream the system already for millions. You know, I'd say you'd be making an awful lot more working in the Department of Finance.
No, I'm just using it as an example. Obviously, he would be given a job with no financial responsibility. You know, he would be just there adding figures up. He wouldn't be handling money.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, but like, there's other ways, as you said, that can free up space that's in prison. You know, you have community service there. You know, you have probation and counselling. You have rehabilitation programmes, you know, and there's also electronic and monitoring.
Yeah, you know, ankle tags,
how's the rest and stuff like that? You know, I think they should start looking at more of that. You know, and then you should sort of delegate, you know, sort of break down what type of crimes. You know, the way they have sort of different prisons for different crimes, like murderers and rapists. You know, so like within the prisons, they should sort of, you know, weigh up the odds of the person going out reoffending and bring them into society. And there is actually a program around at the moment that ex-prisoners are going around doing jobs, odd jobs in houses, like. You know, and that's part of their temporary release for getting out of prison early.
What, they're doing jobs in people's houses?
Yes.
I don't know what I want an ex-con in my house painting me walls.
Well, I know, but like, there is a scheme out there going at the moment.
Mm.
And some people do trust in it, and some don't. I do believe people do deserve second chances.
Well, no, I don't disagree with that. Well, it depends on who they are. If you murder somebody, I don't think you really deserve a second chance. Or if you're a pedo or a rapist.
If you do the time for your crime, good luck to you. You're out there and do what you have to do and be closely monitored so you don't do it again.
But most, you know, when I say most of the people who are in jail are not a danger to society, I don't want to word it in that way, because obviously they're dangerous to it in a sense, because every crime has a victim. But in saying that, a lot of the crimes people are in there for, these individuals are not directly a danger to the general public, and we could deal with them in a different way.
Yeah, but no, I'd say if you digged into that to a little bit more, right, I'd say it's the same offenders all the time, that they don't or they can't cope in society. They only last a couple of months on the streets and they're back in because they have a bed, they're getting their medication.
And 4 meals a day.
They're getting food in their tummy and they're getting paid for a bit of work that they do. You know, where they could be easily out there contributing back in society and building a life for themselves. You know, and it's about accountability as well. It's not about, like, making life handy. It's a crime they're at. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. Unfortunately, I have to go into a break. But no, I do understand, Sarah. If you want to stay with me, you can. And we'll come to Steve and Angela after the break as well. The number is 087-188-0008. I'm asking, and it wasn't just because of that story of the two 17-year-old boys who accused aggravated burglary with a machine pistol. It was the fact that the boys were sent with no bail, were sent to Oberstown and released straight away because there was nowhere for them to stay. So they were sent home. No detention. So basically they didn't get bail, but they were just sent home. Kind of sends out a very strong message that you can commit a serious crime in this country and just go back home again. So here's the real question. The reason we've no space, in be it in Oberstown, Mountjoy, or whatever it happens to be, Limerick Prison, Cork Prison, whatever, the reason we've no space is because we're putting a lot of people in there maybe who don't need to be in there. Maybe we should look at prison differently and say, well, okay, if somebody commits fraud, white collar crime, doesn't pay a fine, drink driving, driving with no tax and insurance, whatever it is, they're generally not a danger directly to the public. So, you know, they're not going to go down the road and stab somebody. So why not, you know, consider community service, tagging people with a curfew, long community service to pay back their debts to society. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Stephen? Where are you going with your Stephen?
I was just being very formal tonight for some strange reason. I don't know why.
By the way, 250 million. I have two tickets at home. I haven't checked yet.
Oh.
With six lions.
I know there's people at home going, oh, jeez, I hope he doesn't win it.
Could you imagine if scumbag Steve won 250 million?
Oh. Mm-hmm. You're already insufferable. You'd be completely insufferable.
Oh, I'd be the next Elon Musk.
Would you share some of your money with your friends?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I have one friend in particular I'd give him 10.
10?
10 million.
Is that all out of your 250?
Yeah. I have to diversify and invest, right? You're mad. You're absolutely mad. But look, I have to pull you up on something, Niall.
Yeah.
So you're saying these people, there's no victims to their crimes.
No, I didn't. I never said there's no victims. I did say there's a victim to every crime.
Yes, and there is, because you have to look at the victims when you take into consideration.
Sorry for interrupting you again, you were the one who argued about 10 weeks ago that somebody driving a car with no insurance, there was no victim.
Yeah, and what did I do? I changed my mind and I said to Martin that I had to remain intellectually consistent and agree that he was correct, that, yeah, he called me out my bullshit. So what I will say here is, if you look at the old woman who has been scammed by one of these phone scammers, you know, they're ringing them up, there's some Nigerian prince or whatever it is, the email that she gets, and she's scammed over life savings. There's a victim right there. Should they go to prison?
There you go. You put me on this. If I'm the judge and I'm looking at the lad and I'm saying, well, I would take all things into consideration. Previous convictions, likelihood of reoffending.
Let's say it was their first time and they took 250 grand off this woman and they spent it all. They blew it all.
Well, firstly, I would say, are they likely to try and pay her back? And do they still have any of the money?
No, they're not going to get a penny of it back to her. Yeah. It's all gone.
I know where you're going with this, and I see where you're going.
Yeah.
And I want to punish them. But maybe community service with a tag and a curfew.
Community service. And also, whoever, I think it was Epiphany. What was her name? What's her name? Sarah.
Epiphany.
She was saying put on the ankle tags.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. How is that a punishment?
Well, it restricts where you can go if you're under house arrest.
Whoop-de-bleeding-do. They get to sit at home, smoking their weed, playing their PlayStations, you know, ordering their curries in, getting everything delivered to their doors.
Yeah, that gets boring after a little while.
Niall, it's that or prison, what would you prefer?
Oh, of course. But still.
Exactly.
But you've still lost your liberty.
Not really, Niall, because what is the liberty that they can't go out after a certain hour at night?
No, they can't. No, they can't go out at all. If you're in house arrest, you're not allowed outside your house.
Absolutely not. No, that is not the case at all, Niall. House arrest does not mean house arrest. You are allowed to go.
It depends on the terms of the house arrest. It does in certain places, in certain countries.
Absolutely, and it has to be a more severe crime. And if it's a more severe crime, then they shouldn't be under house arrest. They should be straight in prison.
How do we free up prison spaces without having to build more prisons?
We can't, Niall. We just have to build more prisons. I tell you what, if I won the $250 million, I'll open a private prison. No. There you go.
Well, most of the prisons in America are private and they make a lot of money.
Jeez, I could have bought the what's that hotel that was sold?
No, I couldn't. CDWS. Yeah, you could have, yeah, $148 million.
I'll put a bid in and I'll turn it into a prison.
Talk about bad value for taxpayers' money. That hotel was only sold for 30-something million back in 2013, and now the government have just paid 148, I think it is. Bad value for money.
I'll put in a top bid of 150 and take it away from them and just turn it into a prison or a fairground or something like that. But the point remains the same, Niall. The law is the law, and I have learned that the hard way over time. And here's the thing.
I know the law is the law. I get that, yeah. Right? But in saying that, I do believe there are a lot of people in jail that we could punish in different ways.
Oh, okay. Well, give me an example of the type of person. Are you talking about somebody who goes in who...
Okay, let's say... Yeah, let's say somebody who has no tax insurance or lost his license and is driving on an invalid license, right?
Yeah, okay.
And he's caught 3 or 4 times, right?
Right.
And eventually the judge gets fucking... Oh, pardon me. I apologize to my listeners. I got dragged out of that there. The judge gets me that said that. Yeah, okay, it was you. The judge gets tired of it and just says, right, mm-hmm. That's it. 6 months in jail. I'm sick of you. Right, you're not learning your lesson. Fines are just not working for you. I think that's a kind of waste of time. I would say, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 18 months community service. You're going to work in the local library for free for the next 18 months. Well, 9 to 5 o'clock.
Do you know how unsuccessful community service is actually in this country?
Well, that's only because we have nobody managing it properly.
Exactly, and because there's so many of the lads who just don't bother their arse turning up, they'll go,
here's the thing. If they don't, by default, the judge should say, if you don't turn up your community service, you're getting 6 months in jail.
Okay, and then we're still putting more people in prison for...
Yeah, but hopefully they will. Well, hopefully that's a deterrent and they will turn up for community service.
Hold on. So Niall, hold on. If they don't turn up for their community service and they end up going to prison for the crime they should have gone to prison for in the first place, there you go. So it's just swings and roundabouts. Just directly,
I imagine most people, if there's a deterrent there not to go to jail, will go to their community service. The problem at the moment is, if Johnny Scumbag gets community service and he doesn't show up, nothing happens.
No, you're wrong.
Well, a bench warrant goes out for him or something, maybe.
A bench warrant, yeah, but I think it's so many appearances that they don't turn up for and talk to their probation and so on and so forth. I've been through it, Niall. And one of the things that I know that is with my probation officer and the guy that I was doing community service with, I was literally walking on a community sports centre somewhere, and we were putting a roof on the bloody place. And I knew the guy pretty well, became friends with him, and he was just signing me in and I wasn't there. That stuff goes on in Ireland. A lot more than you think it does.
As far as you're concerned, the only answer is more prison spaces?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, hang on, let me just go to Angela. Angela, hi, how are you?
So Steve gets, like, Sir Stephen all the high and mighty, and I get, how's it going, Angela?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good evening, Angela. Good evening, Angela.
Hi, Angela, baby.
Good night.
Okay, Angela, by the way, did you win the lottery? Did you win the $250 million?
No, I didn't do it.
Yeah, well.
I just got home last night and I forgot to do it. So
Angela, quick question for you before you go ahead.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If genuinely, let's say I rang in the show tomorrow night and I said, lads, I genuinely won it, would you be happy or would you be going, oh my God, look who got it?
I'd begrudge you.
I'd be over the moon for you.
No, I'd begrudge him.
Oh, hey, you're getting a million, Angela.
Just to let people know I didn't hear the news, by the way, the 250 million.
If I ever do it and win that much, Steve, you can have a million.
Okay, just for those people who didn't know, by the way, it was on the news, but in case you didn't hear, the 250 million, which is the biggest win so far in the Euro Millions, has been won by an Irish ticket holder. The winning numbers are 13, 22, 23, 44, 49, Lucky Stars 3 and 5. And the Euro Millions jackpot of 250 million euro has been won in Ireland.
And you know what? I guarantee you it's some foreign speckers after.
Just look at you, begrudging already.
I don't mean an immigrant. I mean tourist or something.
A tourist.
To the country. A tourist after arriving in. It'll be a politician.
Could you imagine if it was Simon Harris? There'd be murder. Could you imagine Simon Harris won the lottery? You could imagine everyone going, oh, that was rigged. Rigged.
But you know what I would prefer?
What?
I would honestly prefer if they turned around and said, you know what, we're going to make 250 millionaires out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good. They do that anyway, don't they? I think this is the highest. I think once it doesn't go past this point anyway. I think if it wasn't won this week, they do that thing where they basically next week, what they would have done is just picked all the five number winners and shared the money amongst them. Which is like £1 million each or something.
If I did win it, let's say I did win it, right?
Yeah.
How much would it cost me to buy into your podcast? 49%. I don't want the majority.
If you won 250 million, 249,999,000. I'll give you a euro. I'll give you a euro.
Steve, will you hire me to be his co-host?
Absolutely.
Say no. Sorry?
No, I like Angela now.
Okay, Angela, getting back to the actual topic at hand. Sorry, just quick before we go into the break, because Jessica's gone mad. She's waiting ages. Sorry, Angela. Okay, what would you do with prisoners? Do all prisoners deserve to go to jail?
No.
Okay. Which ones
do
don't?
All criminals, not prisoners. Do all criminals deserve to go to jail?
Well, yes, sorry, no. Yes. Let me word that properly.
They don't. There are some, especially where nobody has been physically hurt. You understand me? There are just some, because we have so many people that, like, out on bail, that, you know what I mean, go off and commit a worse crime, you know, and they should have been in the first place. Yeah.
In fairness, let's say I was still the same old scumbag, Steve, and went away on holidays and I found out you weren't there and I broke into your house and robbed a load of money on you and destroyed your house. You think I wouldn't deserve to go to jail? It's not a violent crime.
It's not, but you're after doing breaking and entering. You know, that's
no, Angela, saying. You just said a minute. You just said a minute ago, as long as no one's hurt.
I suppose, yeah. But do you understand me?
It's the second person you've cut out tonight. So Steve breaks into your house while you're on the holidays and takes all your jewellery and your telly, although no one steals tellies anymore. They're too big.
Kidnaps your dog.
Kidnaps your dog, right? Whatever.
You're going to hell for that.
Forget about the dog then. Should he go to jail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that completely defies the argument you've just made.
I'm trying to come up with a one, you know, like, somebody who stole 30 grand from a bank, right?
We all know
that it's out there, right? So David Fitzgerald, his son, was caught taking 30 grand from the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should go to jail for that. I genuinely don't think he should go to jail for it. I think he should do community service. I think they should have him out scrubbing the pavements with toothbrushes.
Okay, Angela, let me switch this around on you. There's a local shop and I break into the place and I fleece the place, empty it of thousands and thousands of pounds worth of stuff, put them out of business. Do I deserve to go to jail?
Yeah.
That's a business, same like the bank.
Yeah, but with the bank, he was in the bank. He didn't physically break into the bank. He was working.
Okay, that's not too much of the story. Yeah, but the story is that the son of the hurling legend, David Fitzgerald, has pleaded guilty to theft of 35,000 actually in cash from a bank.
Him and the mother.
Whatever, he stuck it into it, right? Doesn't matter who else. You need to stop talking about individual cases, Angela. Anyway, the point.
Tommy, I'm sorry, but that's because everyone knows about it.
Yeah. Okay.
But, that kind of a thing, you know, this TV license thing, get a grip. You know, if you don't produce your insurance and your tax in time, you know, or a few times or something like that. No.
What about the beast from the east? What about the beast from the east when those lunatics went down with their JCB and pulled the safe out of Aldi or Lidl?
Yeah. It's a hard one, isn't it?
Jeez, Angie, you come on with a great argument and then your argument is being destroyed because every single question you're being asked.
Thank you, Steve, anyway.
All right, let's see if Jessica puts up a better defence than Angela. Say their answer. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Kyle, do you know what you've just done?
Destroyed poor Angela. Her credibility.
Yeah. Well, that. But also, you just have now invited the unholy trinity. Sorry, the unholy trinity.
Yeah.
I was thinking the three amigos.
Yeah, maybe we can all be just friends for the night or something like that. I don't know.
We honestly sound like the start of a bad joke. You know when they say like a rabbi, a priest, and whatever walk in.
a gay
lesbian on the street.
Walks out with a black eye.
So, Jessica, getting back to the before we go into the topic, Jessica, you didn't win the lottery, did you?
If I did, I wouldn't be talking to you. So I'd be booking the first flight out of here.
You didn't buy a ticket, even, did you?
With all due respect. No, I didn't. No, I don't do the lottery. I stick to me telly bingos because I'm an L when I hurt.
Oh, gee, telly bingo.
I wouldn't be booking a flight. I wouldn't be booking a ticket. I'd be booking the plane.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah, private jet out of this place. Anyway, so Jess, getting back to the story at hand, how do we make more prison spaces without building more prisons?
There is no right answer, really, because I feel like it doesn't matter what I say. Steve probably will come up with a counter argument that I won't be able to fight. But if it was me, I would say community service, fines, and restorative justice. So if I was smart enough to commit like a Wolf of Wall Street sort of, you know, money laundering type of thing, I would expect to repay all that money that I've taken from people, restore it back, do whatever community service I need to do. But I shouldn't have to spend time in prison, because I feel prison is for dangerous, dangerous individuals, i.e. murderers, rapists, paedophiles, etc. I feel like they're the types of people that should be locked behind bars.
Well, you do realise that these financial thieves are quite dangerous themselves, and, you know, they can't be allowed out in the public because they are a danger to you and I and everybody else. Because they prey on the weak.
We don't see it that way. You know,
I'd rather someone drain my bank account than stab me and kill me.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that. But like I said about that old woman, and there's plenty of the old women out there and old men who get, you know, roped into these internet scams. You know, Windows calling you up on Amazon.
Text message and I'm like, yeah, block it.
Yeah. And there's plenty of people out there who do fall for it and lose their life savings and destroys their lives. And there's been people who have taken their lives. I've seen documentaries on it. Are you telling me that those people don't deserve the full rigors of the law?
If it's a tough one, Jess,
that someone has killed themselves over it, then yeah. Because I feel like that's emotional and mental harm that's been...
Killed themselves, well, what about if they just destroyed that person's life?
As in, like, they've lost everything from it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody loses all their confidence, you know, from being defrauded out of their life savings. Hang on, Steve, hang on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, Jessica? I mean, it has to be... Like, if you're an old person, 70, and somebody defrauds you out of your life savings, some sort of smart-looking so-called salesman at your front door sells you, you know, fraudulent insurance or something like that. I don't know. Some sort of scam. And you lose your life savings.
If you're smart enough to take all the money, you're smart enough to give it right back.
Mm.
That's how I see it.
So you believe that person should have to pay back the debt if they still have the money?
Every single cent. Or if they have to work for free and take it from whatever kind of... Did you earn money in prison anyway? Or am I wrong in saying that?
Well, you do get money in prison. It's a small amount. It's not very much.
Yeah.
Will I win it really quickly?
Ah, go on.
But if I say what I'm about to say, I have to bring foreign nationals into it, and I like foreign nationals, but I don't want to bring them into it. Because what I was going to say to Jess was,
let's say a roaming
band of foreign lads come over here and start scamming Irish people out of all their life savings. I think you'd be the first one to say, put them behind bars.
Don't put behind bars, give them a public hanging.
Well, see what I mean? Jesus.
I didn't like the long skirts. Have we talked about them, Steve?
But thankfully, Angela, we did away with public hangings, you know, a long, long time ago. Yeah.
God damn it.
Whatever type of foreigner floats your boat, Jess.
nationality shouldn't have to play a part in it. I feel like
let's be clear. It shouldn't matter where somebody's from when they commit a crime. It's irrelevant.
It absolutely does.
So what? If you're a citizen of the country versus somebody who's not a citizen of the country, who's only here a short amount of time, you believe the punishment should be more?
If you are not a citizen of this country, I have said this on numerous
The crime is the same.
I don't care. If you are not a citizen of this country, you are a visitor and a guest to this country. If you commit a crime, get on the plane and get home.
But I'd like to see them do their time first and then get on the plane and go home.
After they do their punishment
Why should they do their time here?
Well, as Steve said, someone manages to con you out of all your money. Somehow they get you, right? Somehow they get
she
your guard
have very
down
much
and
fairness.
You somehow fell for it. I know you're smarter than that. Trust me, I know you're smarter than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so somebody cons you out of all 50 quid that you have in your life savings, Angela.
47 euro, 15 cents.
But whatever amount it is, say they took it off you, would you not want them to pay you every single cent back? They're punished by our system, and then they're told, right, you've served your time, get out. We are putting you on that plane and you are not coming back here.
I would agree.
Okay, right. I ask a question here? And Steve, you know with all my heart and soul now that, well, I am so over what you did before.
Okay, just get on with it, Angela, quick, because Gavin's waiting patiently and I have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Go on.
Steve, did you have to pay back any of the money that you robbed from that woman?
Never. No, never. Oh, no, I never took anything from her. I never got anything from that house.
Yeah, because you got caught and you ran down the stairs and pushed the woman against the wall.
But what I'm saying is, how many thieves, robbers in this country have had to pay back what they took?
None.
Oh, none. None.
Exactly.
And they should.
So that's why I'm saying, no, they don't. They don't have to pay it back. No matter what happens, they
why
don't.
Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they?
I don't know. But
no, I agree with Jessica. They should, but they don't. Most of them have no money, Jessica. It's very hard to sue somebody who has no money. It's because you'd have to take a civil case against the individual. And many people do take civil cases. You'd have to take a civil case to get the money back. A criminal case can't order them to pay back the money. Sometimes in a criminal case, they'll order compensation for the victim. But you have to take a civil case to get the money back. And there's no point in taking a civil case against somebody who has no money, because it doesn't make any difference if they already had to pay 100 grand back to Jessica for robbing her house. If they haven't got the 100 grand, they can't give it to you. Stay there for a second, Jessica. Let me go to Gavin. Gavin, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Noel? What's the crack, pal?
Good. So, Gavin, how do we make more prison spaces? Do we put less people in jail, or do we just build more jails?
We need more jails, Noel. And, how I feel on this, with Judge Nolan giving suspended sentences to sex offenders and people with child sex abuse images. Mm-hmm. I mean, a man that had 10,000 child sex abuse images got a suspended sentence from this man. It's horrendous. It's shocking what's happened in Ireland. We should have big super prisons for sex offenders and people that rape women and assault women, especially. Someone with 10,000 images of child abuse, right? That's called a non-violent person. You know, that's what they could say. He's non-violent. Mm-hmm. So should he be released? No, he shouldn't. Exactly. He should spend the rest of his life in jail.
And throw away the key, yeah.
100%. 100%. Now... hold on, Andrew. I just want to say a few things. I'm only 5 minutes.
That was Jessica, but okay.
Oh, sorry, Jess. There's a few things that I would say, right? So common sense is not what's going on in the judicial system. The judicial system is broke. For instance, if you had a 10-year-old and he's out with his friends, and it's your son, a little Johnny, right? This is how you deal with this. And he breaks a window, or he does something, or he assaults people, or he does something, right? And they're young. Well, why don't we have a system where you find the parents? So I can tell you this now, and I ask you this now, if you had an 11-year-old, and I mean every kid, so even if your kid didn't do it, but he's with that group...
Guilty by association,
Yeah, 100%. And you say a grand each. Would your son do that again, do you think, Noel? You had to pay a grand out of your back...
No, you'd make sure he didn't do it again.
You'd make sure he didn't do it again. Our system is just backwards. I've been up in the courts lots in the CCJ. The suspended sentence is being given by Nolan is just horrendous. He should be gone.
Okay, we know. I know you've spoken before about that, Gavin. And yes, I know a lot of people are very disappointed with the suspended sentence given by Judge Nolan in relation to people who have images.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, can I throw an interesting span around the walk that I read, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. There was a man arrested over in, I think it was Ohio, and he had thousands of images, of sexually explicit images of children on his computer. And he was arrested, and he was brought to court, and he was imprisoned. You can all look this up. But they were AI-generated.
I don't care if they're AI or
real. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. By the way, they're bringing laws in the UK, I think it's this week, to make AI-generated child pornography illegal. Because Steve, it doesn't matter whether it's real. I know the difference is there isn't a real victim at the end of it. It's only AI-generated, right? But the point is, the intention is the same.
And I agree with you, but do you remember years ago you had an episode on your program about the dolls?
Oh, that's right.
That's what I wanted to come in on. That's the fair play that was saying that. Them dolls, someone buying them and they say, that's not about, no, that's still...
Yeah, the intention is the same.
And another thing with the criminal court system, Noel, that's a joke. There's people that have over 100 convictions. Right, when I tell Americans this when they get into me taxi, you know, and even in the counties when I talk to people in town, they're shocked by it, you know? And how can you have 100 convictions, you know? Like, that doesn't happen.
And be walking the streets to commit another crime.
Not
only that, these are people with 100, 150 convictions, and they're probably only 19 or 20.
Exactly. What was that story going back a few years ago about the six lads? Was it six or four broke into a house, a man in Kerry, going back about 7 or 8 years ago? An old man. They bet him senseless, the poor old man.
Yeah.
And between the four of them, they had something like 470 convictions.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonkers.
That's what we're living with, Niall. That's what we're living with. And it's the judicial system. And, you know, you made a good point. He spent $145 million of our taxpayers' money to buy the City West Hotel, but he won't build prisons. Do you know?
Build more prisons.
We need...
By the way, we'll cover that again at some point, but that was such bad value for money, by the way. Even though I don't agree with them purchasing in the first place, it was such bad value for money.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.